Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. I'm happy to advise that on September 2nd, 2021, my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God was released for sale. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for the privilege, the honor, and the opportunity to share with you the living word of God. Amen. Family, let's get together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and render your powers null and void, and you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask and covet with you, Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Anointing One, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles, could you please open them to our foundational scripture found in Hebrews chapter 11? That's Hebrews chapter 11. And we will continue our teaching on the meaning and the importance of faith. The meaning and the importance of faith. So if you have found Hebrews 11, please go to verse number 6. I will read and you can follow. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen. Now, I began this teaching on faith several months ago, and we are just about finished with our introductory course on faith. This has just been an introductory course on the subject of faith. I have expressed several times throughout this teaching that in terms of priority, there is no subject, in my opinion, that is more important than the Christian, than understanding the meaning and the importance of faith. As we see in our foundational scripture, it tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please God. And impossible means by no means necessary. You can't do it. So faith must be important. And also we've learned in Habakkuk 2:4 and Romans 1:17, it says, the just shall live by faith, and the just shall live by his faith. Now, I don't know about you, but I only can speak for myself. I want to please my Heavenly Father. The only words I want to hear from him is, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Now, our last time together, we were discussing Satan and how he will attempt to attack your mentality. Every day, that sucker will come against your mind with a thought, an idea, or a suggestion that are contrary to the Word of God. Please turn your Bibles to the book of James, chapter 4. Again, that's James, chapter 4. And we will read verse number 7. It says, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Amen. Now, you must follow in order the two commandments in this verse. First, you must submit. And that word submit means to abide, to defer, or to obey to God by abandoning our selfish pride. Submitting to the Lord also involves putting on the whole armor of God, an image that includes everything from placing your faith in Him to immersing yourself in the truth of God's Word. Second, we must resist our temptation that the devil throws our way. Then the devil, the evil one, will have no choice but to flee from you, because you belong to the army of the living God. Amen. You are going to have to let the devil know you do not care about what he says, because he is a liar and the father of it. Please turn your Bibles to the book of Psalm 119. The book of Psalm 119. And please go to verse number 89. And it says, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. God's word is forever settled in heaven, not yours, Satan. And if the word says you are healed, then you believe it. You believe that you have received it. Amen. You have to make up your mind that you are going to be committed to God's word. Committed to God's word. That is the reason why many Christians fail to receive, because the devil backs them down, because they are not fully committed. They are committed as long as it is convenient for them, as long that it is easy for them, as long as it is painless, as long as they can pop it in the microwave and pop it out, they will go for it. But are you going to be willing to stand on it for 7 years, as Dr. Michelle did? That takes perseverance. That takes discipline. That takes faith. Amen. Now, please go with me to the book of James, chapter 1. James, chapter 1. And please go to verse number 12. And it says, blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. What a wonderful promise by our Heavenly Father to receive the crown of everlasting life. But I want to know a couple of answers regarding this verse for me personally. This is just Pastor John speaking. For me personally, understanding the revelation God is showing me in this scripture. Number one is, how do you know when you are approved? And secondly, how do you know that you love the Lord? Just because you say you love the Lord, what does that supposed to mean? All right, let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. And let's see if we can find the answers to my two questions. 2 Timothy chapter 2, beginning at verse 15. And it says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of the truth. So after you have been diligent, and that word diligent means persevering, persistent, or determined with your studying of the word, then you will be approved by you being able to rightly divide the word of truth rather than wrongly divide it. Yes, you can wrongly divide the word, and many people are doing it and has done it. Now, go with me to the book of John, chapter 14. John, chapter 14, because it says, after you have been approved, and it says, to those who love me, God has promised the crown of life. So let's go to John 14, and we're going to read verse number 15. And this is Jesus speaking, and he's saying, if you love me, keep my commandments. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. That's how you know if you love the Father, if you keep his commandments. People say a lot of things, but that doesn't mean that they believe what they say. Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. That if is the qualifier. We are not talking about the Ten Commandments because they weren't for the Gentiles anyway, but certainly written in the Bible that God has spoken is a commandment. Everything in the Bible that God has spoken is a commandment. I had to repeat that again so you can understand that. That is why he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. So are you keeping his commandments? Are you doing what the Father said you should be doing? The opposition that comes from Satan is designed to steal your faith. Now, I want you to understand something about faith. Because you might be thinking, why did it take so long for Dr. Michelle's prayer to be answered or manifested in the natural? This is what you have to understand. Faith is progressive. Faith is progressive. We, Dr. Michelle and I, were baby Christians in our faith development, and our faith was not developed yet. We had faith, but we did not know we had it until we got into the Word. We had to develop our faith. We had to exercise our faith. We had to build up our faith. You do not have to ask God for more of it. You already have it, but you have to develop it. God has given to each one the measure of faith. No one has any more measure of faith than the other. And you develop it by exercising it. And the way you exercise it is by confessing the word of God over the circumstances of your life. Please go with me, please, to the book of Joshua, chapter 1. The book of Joshua, chapter 1. And it says this, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do accordingly to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Amen. That's how you exercise your faith. You exercise it by not letting the word depart from your mouth, but meditating it day and night, and then to do observe according to all that is written. That's why Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Amen. That's how you exercise your faith. When Dr. Michelle was thanking God for a job at the church, even though it was not manifested in the natural, what she was doing was exercising her faith. She was massaging her faith. She was building up her faith. Amen. That was her faith talking. And the way you exercise it is by confessing the word of God over the circumstances of your life. Amen. Now, it does not take us for those kinds of things to happen in our lives now, because we have been walking in faith for some time now. But you have to start somewhere. First, go to, let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 6. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 6. You have to start somewhere. 1 Timothy 6 and 12. The Apostle Paul says, fight the good fight of faith. Let me repeat that. Fight the good fight of faith. It is a fight because Satan is going to come against you to try to keep you from entering in. He will attempt, remember this now, he will attempt to block your access into the benefits of the kingdom. See, Satan can't do anything to you. You have to allow him to come into your lives. And that's by listening to those thoughts, ideas, and suggestions that he likes to play those games with you by messing with your mind. So, you have to understand that he will try to come against you to try to keep you from entering into the things of God. He will attempt to block your access into the benefits of the kingdom. That is why you have to take it by force. You have to get gangster with the word of God and let the devil know you are not taking any of his mess anymore. It is a warfare. It is a fight. And most importantly, it is real. Amen. Now please go with me to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5, verse number 15. And it says, and if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we ask of him. We have it. We don't have to guess or question it. We know we have it. And how do we know? By faith. Amen. Faith becomes our evidence of the things not seen until such time as we actually physically see them. Now, do you guys understand that? Amen. I use healing as one illustration, but it works for anything else that you have a desire for. Family, jobs, money, whatever you need, it works for that. That is consistent with the godly life and is in line with the word of God. But you will have to stand. Go with me, please, to the book of Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. And please go to verse number 13. Ephesians 6, 13. It says, therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Amen. So you have to stand on the word of God, no matter how bleak it might look, no matter how bleak or challenging the circumstances is, you have to stand. It says, for after all you have done, stand. Amen. And so that is what it takes, is that you have to stand on the word of God, that the word of God will be real in your life. Amen. Now, let me clear up the idea of a possible contradiction in the scriptures. Well, first of all, let me say that we only have to ask once, but I know exactly what the devil has been saying to some of your minds, because there are some scripture in the Bible, in the New Testament, that looks like they contradict what I have said, or I contradict what they say. In fact, Some of you may have one of those translations other than the New King James Bible. Let me clear up the idea of a possible contradiction in the scriptures so that you are not bound up with thinking that what I am saying is some scripture. It is very scripture, but you have to understand what you are reading. I said we only have to pray one time in terms of asking or petitioning God for something. Now, there are some scriptures that look like what they say is to keep on asking. But you have to understand what those scriptures are saying. Please go with me, please, to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. And please go to verse number 15. That's 2 Timothy chapter 2. And I'm going to be reading this particular verse from the modern English version of the Bible. And it says, "Study to show yourself approved by God, a workman who need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Amen. Now, who is doing the studying here? You are doing the studying. Who are you going to be approved by? You're going to approve by God. So, what are you not going to be? You're not going to be ashamed. What are you going to do with the word of truth? You're going to rightly divide. Amen? So you're going to be doing the studying. God is going to be the one that's going to approve you. You're not going to be ashamed. And you're going to be rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen? I really do like to say this, but that is what many people and maybe some of you do and not do. They do not study. They just read in a cursory way. They pick a little bit of tidbits here and there, and they do not really study. So they think they're reading one thing when in fact it really means something entirely different. There is a right and a wrong way to ask. You can be ever so sincere, but you can be sincerely wrong. God is a present tense God. Do you understand that? When do you receive? When you pray? Because when you pray is now. That is when God hears you. God cannot hear you tomorrow. We have a tomorrow, but God does not. God only has now. Now, can you please turn with me, please, to Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3. And I will attempt to explain it more graphically what I am talking about. Now, here in this particular chapter, we have Moses in the fields tending to his father-in-law Jethro's sheep. And the angel of the Lord appears to him in a flame of fire in the midst of the bush. And so it goes on to say, that's Exodus, that's chapter 3, and then we're going to begin with verse number 1. And it says this. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, in the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. The bush was what? It was not consumed. Amen. Then Moses says, "I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn." So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, "Moses, Moses, and he said, "Here I am." Then he said, "Do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for this place where you stand is holy ground." Moreover, he said, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, "I have surely seen the oppressed of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows." Well, you know what? One thing we can't deal with, and that is time, and we're just about out of time. But please, let me invite you to join us every Sunday for our teleconferencing church services. You can join us simply by dialing toll-free conference number at 605-303-4834. The access code is 997-020-POUND. Our services start at 2 p.m. sharp. Until then, please remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. "For we walk by faith, not by sight." God bless you. Shalom.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.